COVID-19 diketahui bisa menjangkiti bukan hanya manusia. Itu yang terjadi di kebun binatang San Diego di negara bagian California. Kawanan gorila di kebun binatang tersebut terjangkit COVID.
The virus definitely circulated through the troop, and I'll tell you, it was quite unnerving. We knew that gorillas were susceptible, but we had hoped that this would be something we as an organization would not have to deal with.
Selama ini protokol kesehatan untuk hewan penghuni kebun binatang kurang lebih sama dengan untuk manusia. Pembatasan fisik dan meminimalisasi kontak antara staf dengan satwa penghuni.
We do suspect that because the employee and the gorilla spent some time indoors together, that there was that route of transmission that we've seen in people.
Awal Maret, gorila dan primata-primata lain diberi vaksin eksperimental, bukan vaksin Pfizer atau AstraZeneca yang dikhususkan bagi manusia, tapi vaksin buatan Zoetis, perusahaan farmasi hewan bermarkas di negara bagian New Jersey.
As you can imagine, we have a numerous requests from the zoos in the US as well as outside the country requesting vaccines from us.
Untuk memproduksi cukup vaksin bagi seluruh kebun binatang di AS perlu waktu beberapa bulan.
I can see that there is a keen interest in vaccines for zoos, not just primates, but also large cats like tigers and lions.
Singa dan harimau memang juga rentan terinfeksi virus corona, seperti yang terjadi di kebun binatang Bronx saat awal pandemi.
The risk is actually pretty high for felids in captivity. There have been several cases of other cats at other facilities contracting COVID from keepers. So here we do our best to make sure that we are always utilizing our PPE appropriately. That's why you see I've got gloves on, I've got both my masks going.
Kebun binatang Oakland dekat San Francisco juga telah memesan 100 dosis vaksin Zoetis.
So far, the vaccines that they've given to their great apes seem very safe. Hopefully very effective, and we will jump at the opportunity to get the Zoetis vaccine for our own great apes here at the Oakland Zoo. The carnivores are at risk, our bears, our big cats, mustelids, ferrets would be at risk, otters. We would vaccinate every animal as long as the vaccine was proven to be safe and effective.
Sejauh ini peneliti menemukan COVID bisa menjangkiti primata dan sebagian hewan-hewan karnivora, juga sebagian rusa. Tapi hewan ternak seperti sapi tidak bisa tertular.
Sama juga dengan vaksin untuk manusia yang memerlukan persetujuan penggunaan darurat oleh regulator. Maka vaksin bagi binatang juga membutuhkan persetujuan regulator. Bedanya, bila vaksin manusia, regulatornya adalah Badan Pengawas Obat dan Makanan atau FDA, maka regulatornya untuk vaksin satwa adalah USDA, Departemen Pertanian Amerika Serikat. Dari Washington DC, saya Nova Purwadi dan tim VOA.